So I started off playing the blues with people that were much older than me, and I played harmonica like Jimmy Reed and played the guitar at the same time. So they kept calling, messing with me all the time, calling me a tenderfoot, and some girl heard him calling me that and said, no, he ain't no tenderfoot, he's a little sugar foot.
You are bad, bad misses, and them skin tight britches, running folks in ditches.
Started, it was five of us, and they were called the Untouchables back in the day. They were. I wasn't in the group. I was never an Untouchable. I've always been the Ohio player. They became the Ohio players when I got here. I introduced them to somebody who could play more than three chords. They loved to play jazz back in the day, so we tried to play jazz. We were one of the first groups to come out with horns. You know, back in the day, there were no keyboards, you know, so we had guitars everywhere and horns. And the whole group was based around wildness, believe it or not. Maybe too wild sometimes, but nevertheless, that was part of our thing. We all made our own clothes. As you can look, if you look back there, you'll see that, wow, them some wild clothes they was wearing, you know, hot pants and things way, way back then. Singer, and they all would go off and run off and leave us. Soon as we made a record or something, they felt like they were somebody, they run off and leave us. Me, with this horrible voice that I do have, said, man, I am not afraid to do this. We're going to do this, and we're going to never hire nobody else. And ever since that day, we don't have, they've had to deal with me.
Oh, man. Sugarfoot.